This is Greg Schultz of Storage.io, and welcome to another Industry Trends and Perspectives podcast. This podcast is part of the SNW Fall 2012 series that you can find on StorageIOblog.com and StorageIO.tv. While I'm on a plane returning home from SNW in Santa Clara, California, over the clouds, the show goes on. Let's listen in to Bruce as he meets with SNIA Executive Director Leo Ledger. Hey, what's up, Bruce?
Hey, it's Bruce Ravid here on behalf of Greg Schultz and Storage.io, sitting with the man when I think of SNW, Leo Ledger. Welcome.
Hi, Bruce. Good to see you again.
We go back a long way. I was at the very first SNW. I think I was at the first 12 or 13, actually.
I missed the first one in 99. I had a lot to do with it, but I had a little health issue and didn't make it to Seattle. But from 2000 on, I have not missed one, almost equal to your record, Bruce. But always good to see you, and being here in Santa Clara and seeing you, I knew it was SNW time.
Has anybody ever beaten my record?
Nope. I don't think so. Certainly those that, other than the event producers and computer world people or SNIA people, I don't think there's any private citizen other than you who's been to more SNWs, and so it's always great to have you with us here. We know it's time when we see you.
That's good to know. I missed a few years. I was fully immersed in the music industry, and good to know I still have the record. But you've kind of changed hats through all this because originally you were with Computer World.
I was. I was vice president of the Strategic Programs and Events Group, and it'll be 6 years ago in April that I kind of shifted the logos, as they say. I was part of that events team that had a partnership with the SNIA and then went to the other side of the table, so to speak, and became the executive director of the SNIA, which was a great opportunity for me to work with the same set of partners. And working as the executive director, I run the staff and run the organization, as well as sit on the board of directors. So I'm working with some of the same people. When I was at Computer World, I worked with them when they represented the association, and now it's working with them on behalf of the association with our good friends and partners from IDG that co-own with SNIA this wonderful event that we call SNW.
How much of the time is spent on conferences compared to your other duties at SNIA?
That's a great question. We have a governing board that consists of four people from SNIA and an agenda committee. I've taken myself off of that governing board so we can concentrate on some other things. I've been concentrating a lot of my time on something called the Storage Developer Conference, SDC, and some of the summits, but very capably represented now by Skip Jones, Molly Rector, S.W. Worth, and Michael Melitti. Wayne Adams, as you know, plays a role in many of these things and gives good advice. So there's some very, very smart and very capable, knowledgeable industry as well as event professionals within SNIA that assist our friends at Computer World and IDG in making this a successful event. So, but I'm never far away, as everybody knows.
Yeah, this is still, I think, in a lot of ways, a very successful event. It's evolved over time. Mm-hmm. It's still, I would assume, very important, though, to the SNIA organization?
It's huge. Twice a year, we use this as one of our primary platforms from which we message what's important to SNIA. We have what we call forms and initiatives, which is industry association jargon for technical communities. And so we use this to deliver tutorials. We make major press release and announcements of some of our new initiatives. For example, we've recently announced a technical activity called the Non-Volatile Memory Technical Group. We're doing some things in green storage, our Emerald program, just a number of things that happen that are so important that they get launched or promoted out of SNW. And our members meet here, our board of directors has meetings here. SNW has always been and will continue to be a meeting place as well as an opportunity for members and for end users and for technical communities and for the media, for consultants and to huddle up and to do business.
It's a quality event. The people here have always been high quality.
They have been. And, there's no denying that it's a smaller event than it was back in the Halcyon days. I mean, the trend these days is to have a lot of the vendor events. We can't deny that that's going on. But I've had the occasion the last 2 days to sit at lunch and at the receptions and talk to people, and I'm satisfied that they're having a great experience.
You know, it's one of the questions I ask everybody at these shows. How's the show for you? I like to know, and the reaction this week's been very positive.
Yeah, I spoke with an end user this afternoon that came in from Oregon, and he said, I get to pick two events a year, and this is the one I go to. The content's great. The keynotes give me some real value. Yeah, I can't relate necessarily to the VP of infrastructure who combined Wachovia with Wells Fargo, but I take some of those lessons, and on a smaller scale, they are really relevant to what I'm trying to do in my county position up in Oregon. And I learn so much from what I get out of an S&W. So you hear that, it's an endorsement of what we're trying to do.
I've had you in my sights, or I've tried to keep you in my sights today, because Greg and I really wanted to make sure that you were part of the series we were going to do. And we actually barged in on a little meeting that you were having. Yeah. You and Wayne were having a meeting with Todd Thibodeau of CompTIA. Yes. What was going on there?
Yes, you did barge in on us, but that's quite all right. You know, Bruce, I can always forgive you. Well, that's what happens at conferences. You know, we had these little sub huddles, and we actually were trying to hide, because whenever people see us, it's, hey, Wayne, hey, Leo. But Todd Thibodeau is the CEO of CompTIA, and he was a speaker, flew in from the Far East yesterday, and came out to deliver a breakout session and also to meet with us. CompTIA is the large trade association that's very involved in certification, education, and training. And I found out from his presentation, I knew a lot about CompTIA because we had negotiated starting 2 years ago a partnership, a strategic arrangement partnership with CompTIA, but found out through his presentation that they actually are second only to Microsoft worldwide in providing certifications, which is amazing to me. But we have worked out a partnership that has created a new credential called CompTIA Storage Plus powered by SNIA, which basically replaced our foundation's program. So that new credential was launched in January. It's ISO certified. And so we did a huddle up on how the partnership's working. And between Todd, Wayne, and myself, we're very pleased to report that the partnership is in good stead. We're hitting numbers that, of course, we would like to see more of, but we're talking about how the ecosystem's playing out. Where can we get more training partners? How can we get this certification more globally recognized, more training delivery points, et cetera? But Todd's a pretty impressive man and wants to take our partnership and do even more with it. So it was all things good.
So everybody knows you as Leo Ledger, the executive director of SNIA, the SNW dude,
yeah.
You know. What are some of your interests?
Sometimes the S&W dud, but, you know. No,
Well, you said that, not me.
Yeah.
What do you do with that probably little amount of spare time that you've got? How do you like to spend your free time?
My free time? Oh, my God. Well, the headquarters for SNIA is in San Francisco, but part of my arrangement was to remain in Boston. I'm from the Boston area. So spare time is cheering for the Red Sox, which didn't take a lot of time this year because there wasn't much to cheer for. Yeah, gee, live in the Boston area, have a home up in the White Mountains that I try to find some time to recreate in, and hobbies are you know, sports and a little recreation and some reading and just a lot of work. But this is and travel, of course, and that's about the extent of my spare time, to tell you the truth.
I'm a boring guy,
Bruce, as I'm sure you're not surprised to hear.
I'm looking forward to that Fenway Wrigley World Series as a Cub fan. We got to have that.
Well, we gave you our general manager. What more do you want? I mean, we gave you Theo with virtually no compensation. So, I mean, what more do you want from us?
No, we gave you a, quote, prospect.
Yeah, right. That's right, too. The other Carpenter, the other Chris Carpenter.
Yeah, you know, it'll be fun. Actually, if the Cubs and Red Sox ever do meet, that will be part of the story, obviously, that Theo built the Red Sox and then hopefully he will build the Cubs.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. We had an interesting season, but the Sox will be back.
They always will be. I don't doubt that at all. Leo Ledger, thank you so much for being part of our podcast series here. Yeah. On behalf of Greg Schultz, this is Bruce Ravid for Storage.io. Enough said.
Thanks, Bruce, for that great conversation, as well as thanks to Leo for taking time out of a busy schedule at the Fall SNW and SNEA meetings. That wraps up this episode of the SNW 2012 series of Storage.io Industry Trends and Perspectives podcast. Be sure to check out other related podcasts, blogs, videos, and more content at StorageIOblog.com and StorageIO.tv. Until next time, this is Greg Schultz of Storage.io. Okay, enough said.